Kavasats of semester topic is the Krishna Nat. So being the Krishna Jaisa, so the luck is the Khuz Mubarak for now. Even though not just yet to say with Krishna, that's the over Krishna with the Brachas. There's no way to call every mitzvah d'oraisa have a suffix to say suffix d'oraisa l'chama. The chiddush of this sif, more than everything else, is that now we have to say with Krishna, the brachas Krishna are definitely darbanan, and the lachavis have to say with Krishna also with the brachas. The going of the mirror, like, why what should that be? We always have brachas alcohol, and there's no reason why over here should be different than anywhere else, and why are we saying over Krishna over here? So the Mishmur brings out two mahalachim to answer the question why over here is going to be different. One mahalach is that over here is a cheskes chiv. No, but that day that you were chayiv, you just have a suffix whether you were yotze the mitzvah. So even on a suffix which is a darbanan, that if the suffix you have a chayiv of pechal and that, obviously it's a darbanan kula. But if you have something which is a cheskes chayiv, just you're not sure if you did it or not, so even on a darbanan de kula, over there we say that you're going to be chayiv. That's one halach.
Cheskes chayiv?
We know you're chayiv. If it's something I'm chayiv Krishma, I'm drinking this, whatever. Somebody has, you have a suffix whether I'm chayiv in this
in the first place.
Suffix bracha, whatever, you have a suffix. As long as I'm vadeh chayiv, I just don't know whether I was yutz my chayiv. So I'm not sure if I was yutz my chayiv. So. Suffix mochayiv kalba mitzvah, then I don't do it. If you're mochayiv, you do it. If you did it or not, so then you're going to be chayiv. But it's along the lines that this is a cheskes chayiv, so either you have a chazak and you're chayiv. So unless you have a raya that. Unless you have a sibus that doesn't say a pot, you're going to put that's one mahalach. Another mahalach is more because not the Kesa Mishnah, it's more local Kriyashma, I think it's in the Kak Tiknu whenever you say Kriyashma because Kriyashma have a shtayach to it. And when the Akhra is, you're going to have to say over Kriyashma, we're also going to go ahead and be mechayiv you to say, you're going to say the bracha. So it's much more of a local din and it's not from a local, then it's not something which is big a cow. So I can't remember the
last semester. Was that true for all Berkus Mitzvahs? Or is
that what?
That it is a cheskes chiyuv when you're
stuck at the. That's a two mahalachim. In other words, if the mahalach is that the first mahalach is about all over, if the mahalach is just that over here it's more than Krishma, that they shtayk into the brachas, it's not done all over, it's done that for even Krishma, that they put it together, that's a Krishma's derisa. So, and if whenever they make it in Krishma, they whenever did it, then it'd be much more of a. A much more. So go on. The halacha is if you say Krishma, you say Krishma. Let's say I know I said the first brachas, but I'm not sure if I said Krishma and the rest. They said okay, it's the first brachas. You've already said you can be potter, and you say Krishma and the brachas afterwards, and you start from over there. The halacha discusses. Let's say I know I vaday said. Pasuk Rishon, and I have a suffix on the rest. In other words, I did the dry second, so I'm just going to start the I know I definitely said a chelik Krishma. I just don't know whether I said the whole chelik Krishma. So what do you do in that situation? So it's over there also. You have a suffix, I think you're equipped to do it. But over here, he says he's doing it out of the brachas. Why? Because Bechlal, the goyim, he said at the beginning, is Moyer and the whole day, Mechatesa. Mechatesa, we show over here that you have to say the brachas, while we suffix the mamakula. And the going from going is more on that same din. Why is it any other mitzvahs that you don't make the bracha when you have a suffix? So even though even Ma'alach, it's a mission in the Raja which says, Kaktikno over here, but he says, maybe only in second bracha is when the suffix is on that. It's in Duraisa, Mashinkin, when the suffix is on there, Darabonan. So then, over there, maybe you don't say such a thing, and we go like the going. So therefore, if you know you've badly said the post-aggression, which is one that's like Kidraisa, before he wrote that the Meshit is about that, but I'm copying this Shaila at least. He's only to say that it's Sadi Yitzhak Draisa, and so I'm a for, and he says, in that situation, you're not going to say the Brachas, and you just go ahead and say Shema without the Brachas. But one last time, I'm going to get a Sveikas, which we discuss is when he gave you have a Suffolk, whether you said Pasha Sitzis. If you have a Suffolk, you said Pasha Sitzis, and I'm Sviatsiv. So with there he said, Kuliyam, I have to go back, because he's the sign is going to be there, Isa. With there he has a discussion. What do you have to go over and say over? Do you have to say over Pasha Sitzis and MSV Yatsiv? That's all one thing. There's Zimno Yitza with Pasha Sitzis, then there, Isa. But to say over MSV Yatsiv also is all one thing. Because others say, Dafki, you say Pasha Sitzis. Why? Because you get there, Isa, she's Mitzrayim, and you also get the Milo Sitzis. MSV Yatsiv, you don't have to say, because you're in Yitza with. The Sechir Sheis and Sechir Mitzrayim. But he says a very interesting line of Shavuah. Let's get to something at night. If you say Pashas Tzitzis and Emes Amuna over there, you say Emes Amuna and you don't say Pashas Tzitzis. Because you know you said Shema for sure. And actually, we said Pashas Tzitzis with Emes Vyatzim and Emes Amuna. So in the morning, we've done 2 days. Do you say both? It's one thing. Or just say over. or just say Pashas Tzitzis. At night, he says, just go say Emes Amuna and don't say Pashas Tzitzis. So Shai has what's the difference? So Shai exactly said the point is that Betzim, the bracha is better. If someone is saying with the bracha, it's just saying with the bracha would be a better thing to do. During the day, you have the milah of Parshas Tzitzis also. So during the day, you have to use the sign of Parshas Tzitzis. So we go with the milah of that milah of Parshas Tzitzis together with the suffix deraisa. At night, which we don't have Parshas Tzitzis, you don't have the milah of Tzitzis over there. He says you just go ahead and say Emesamunah. Fine, which leads us to Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, Zechias Mitzrayim is Deraisa. Let's see Deraisa. The Inyan Zechias Mitzrayim, like Marvin brings down that it was Rebbe used to say during Shir, used to say over Inyan of Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Being that it did not make Zman Krishna. So he wanted to go ahead and mention Zechias Mitzrayim Zman Krishna. And because the Chachila, the Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim, should be mentioned during the Zman Krishna. So I'm sure brings down an interesting up like this. Are you into Oz Yasher? Oz Yasher, you mentioned the Siam Sof. Are you into to mention Oz Yasher? You mentioned the Mitzvahs Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim. So my grandma says, Kol Shkir, if it's Yeshua, so you're going to be Yetzia. Because some say it's Chilak. This is the post of my Tisra, it's Rim Seisra. Is that enough to mention that they were Rebiyam? And that would not be enough. So the belt says over that Pesach read, and when Claire's is the Kriyas Yansa of a Chilaka of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's like a Hamshach Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the Gemara of the Gula, or it's like a Naya Nes Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the Mitzrayim. There's another Nes, and another Nes, which happened later on, which was a Kriyas Yansa, but it's not a Hamshach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's like a new thing. And they had to make common afkaminas. One of the afkaminas is shtetzu, maybe it's not plagas. If you learn shir, see, on the hemshah of the tzitzim time, or the gemara of the tzitzim time, or the gemara of the gula, so that you mention the tzitzim time. Saying for yourself that you mention the tzitzim time. That's the gemara of the gula. Mashenkin, if you say the yusera dabra is that it's just a new nace, and the tzitzim time was the tzitzim time, and just a nayazach, then in the chanabi, you're not go ahead and be yitzah. I think we swear every year on Shvi'ish of Pesach says it's over. Hakira and some of the minas. Hakopanim. So Zechias Mitzrayim is Mitzvah Seder Eisa. First
thing in Afkumin would be the Mishmur.
Yeah, if you learn the Hamshach, and the Gemar, so about that I mentioned Zechias Mitzrayim. If you learn the Nayanis, you sign with Zechias Mitzrayim, you know. It's Shvi'ish of Pesach. Hakopanim, Mishmur means on the Chalikas Yetzir Behar. Brings down that the Pentagram has a suffix. Shakshari says it's a bit deeper. So, the addition of being a let's say the other way around. Let's say I say it, but I didn't have a hair. Is that called the din of or not? So, it brings down from a Vayashav and see if a Pinini Tfila, I'm not sure what that is. That. Huh?
That is Talmud. Yeah.
Who's Talmud?
The Vayashav, the old Pinini Halacha.
One is Tamidim, what that Belzer? The Belzer Talmud? Cook. Oh, it's Cookers. Okay, fine. He brings down the Yashas, so you have to mention Gambaliba. He did not mention Beliba, but it's not called Schira Klal. And Ryan Kanievsky says that Yoitzu. Okay.
What,
it's a Machalik Zabaiskim? Look down, look down? Yeah, I didn't look up his farm, Mashka and Tvila. I think of Shuta, I mean, I ain't looking at your eyes. I think some of Schira is remembering. Just say without thinking or remembering anything. Like that.
Kachuta. So, just here.
What?
The
wine Yotsu
is just here.
No, the Din Dibur, maybe it's a Din Sechir, but Pah. Like Pasha Zachar, Yachal, whatever, is a Din Talmud Pah, the safer.
So there, the if tzura. I just say the Pasha, let's say by the Zachar, if I just say, I don't think.
Also, no, as there's remembering through talking. That's a Tzura, I have to remember, or it's a different type of remembering, but. I think when something is remembering, it's not remembering if I don't remember it. It's just like spacing out like Amri. And Whatever, kapshuta.
What's an afternoon?
My daddy. What?
What's an afternoon, like in a practical afternoon, you can sound like one of them. What's someone's going to be here, you said, like, you want to know if you ask to do the tshuva? What's an afternoon of saying?
Oh, going back to that?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking afternoon, whether it's my Krishna is late, if missing my Krishna. So...
The tshuva could be...
No, you have to baruch hu, so you have to say three parshas or two parshas. Then you know, it's going to serve as mana. You got it. You mentioned that. The one is a mile still. Give me the gay. Nasha, give me an afkamina. Now. When the gay, so the mitzvah during the day, mitzvah during the night. So at night, there's a suffix where there's a dry sitter of afkamina. Mitzvah is an afkamina, a suffix of afkamina. One afkamina, two afkamina. Afkamina one is if you have a suffix. That's one afkamina. Another afkamina is whether Nasha will be kind or not. If you hold that the chesed sign is darbanan, so it comes out the chima that turns biyoyim, since this is gone, and that's going to be butter. If you hold that it's a chiyav, maybe I'm a melayla, zot the prim gadam, then it's going to be the raisa, and maybe I'll not be chayav, and it's chesed sign. So Mishabura, the Elm saw some an ayin yet this week? Or
they just
started. So Mishabura and some ayin brings down from the Mangan Abram, Nashim Archaiv, and Skis, it's Mishayim, it's the Raisa, and they have to go ahead and say it. Then he's Ma'ira and brings down from the Pima Gadim, says not so Pashat, because maybe it's Darbana and it's Grand Grandma. Then he's on the Shagas Aryeh, that even though it says the Raisa, like the Shagas Aryeh, that it's two separate mitzvahs, not one mitzvah. So, you have a mitzvah during the day, and not a mitzvah during the night. So Shagas Aryeh says that's still not going to be considered a mitzvah day. That's just still considered to say it's made to my grandma, and different national would be bought this. Like one of the two of the Mishnah Brewery is that that's on the chayiv, like we've got one of the Ram, that's how it starts off. That we say the yes chayiv, but doesn't give a, you know, it's not 100% clear.
It sounds like he doesn't like it.
No, it's, it sounds like he's more towards the, more towards whatever. Shulchan and Ayin Sekhat and Dal is much more on the side of the path of them. He brings out the Magaram says Mikhaev. Then he says that some Achilik is Tweet Makiyum, Yom Belayla. And if you forget during the day, the night is two separate Kiyuvim, then some Shagas Aryeh. And he wants to say that a Korkatzak on the king, there are one of the Ben Zema, who said that Yanam could say Sam at night, so about a Nashama Potter, and saying Aryeh. But I think Mara is the one of the Potter at night. Ashur Zubar and Zomri Chayit in the night. At night. So till then, Nashim were Vadei Potter, he says, because only during the day, was at night. So till Ben Zema came along, the Vadei were Potter. And why did the Mara say, oh, enough community, and Zema the Kalm is? Say the Skillet.
What, the Gemara lists Nafkamina's Kibul between, I mean, there's a Pasha and Nafkamina, whether?
Yeah. That's the name. Till then, they were Potter. She was also like, Nashim were Potter, till then also. Also, Ben Zema came along in a whole new thing. So why did they? So the Gemara should have said such a thing. It's just mentioned as a Chilak. And therefore, like, Shulchan wants to say that. It's the Akashan, the dead cloud. Samzai, we'll see next week when they get one Nach and Nash Machai. These kinds of make a lot of Zach in the way in terms of what the Psyche is Zimra, right? Also, Shulchan was a Kai, the Akashan was a Pate. You know, Kidua, that was the Minog that they did that, but fine. So that's going to get his CTS. Let's try. Some of the Chesed is Putin, different Nagin, different Kremis, and Eretz Yisrael. They're not too much into Putin. Maybe Chassidim do Putin, but they're not too much into Putin. Chutzar, it's more places just do it. Chayyav brings down, some places do it. Don't do it, it's a hefsek. Not supposed to do it. Merv brings down, there's no Isser. Chinoig, Chol HaMakrim Yisrael, everyone does it. That's Kevin HaMinog. What's the Shayel? Gemara says that Markham Shah Laharak and Rash Lakatsa, Kashi and Rash Laharak. That the Moran Brooks is the Fila Alf, he came from Lakatsa, he came from Marek, Marek came from Lakatsa. So, do you say it's a problem? Well, you say it's only a Brucha, a Rucha, which starts the Brucha, finishes the Brucha, he can't be Lakatsa, and not say it the Brucha, the opposite. Kamishan Be'et Shal Chavim, but the Nusach HaBracha is not something tuk-tuk, and he could do what he could go ahead and do what he could do what he wants. From the Minhagim, basically, you should follow the Minhag whatever you do. So Mashiach brings down a Nusach over here. Minhagim should not go shash at Tefillah, clearly on the Shana's Kav Minhag M'Koymai. You should not change your Minhag M'Koymai, whatever you do. Hashna is a sign of the Hepach. Kishnimasa Sharm Shemaim Negat Shnevasa Shvatim. There's 12 different Sharm Negat 12 Shvatim. Every Shiva has a Shar. Minig Levad, Minidina Ashkenazim is found. The Svatim of Hepach, Mil Yoitza. Chosim Lag Zagwa Shisha Tfila, my sister's going to be Paiskim, a lot of Shavuot Kol, and you can't go ahead and change it. So Shiva says, that's some Ardim Tov Mahalchim, Ardim Tov Shvatim, the whole pathways go up to Shemaim. But that's some one should not go ahead and change. So in terms of Stam's idea, the couple of Mishnah hasn't changed it. There's Nusach HaTfilah and then there's Havara. In terms of changing the Havara. So there's a change in Havara, so the person don't like it. Moshe's true about it, Mitzvah's is true about it. So Silezer goes to Zayvay, Stam's a change in Havara.
Who goes to Zayvay?
No, I'm saying Silezer's a true about Menegay Havara. All places don't like it. You should not change whatever your Menegay is. The way Altita is just a Minog, and you should not go ahead and Moshe and Gimel Hei, but this is a Gimel Tas. You should not go ahead and change it. Zelaz has a Tshuva Zeyvay that the Nusach of the Mizrahi, so they take up a little bit of a chalk the way the Nusach the Sabasra did, the little this, the little that. So he writes in Tshuva that he holds that that's not considered a Nusach, and then again gives Kriyas Atari, not Yoitza. It's such a Nusach, because it's just made of Nusach, and it's starting to stay here. And you're not going to have any good stuff. And again, if you go to a mini like that. Now, there was a Meisa going back how many years ago, I'm not sure how many years ago, with ZNT. So they were trying to, you know, like every show, they're looking for a building. And, you know, trying for a lot of years, and a very small business over there, and, you know, they're overflowing. So there's a Mizrahi show, basically, which is coming extinct. Kalati, I think, on top of where Zucker's is. Zucker took over Maklat, and you know, like Zucker's paid a fortune on what they tried to take, go into Kalati, they did for small tufa, they moved into Kalati. So one of the shilas before they went in was a couple shilas, and one of the doing the Mishabeach in Medina, but one of the shilas also was also Kiyas HaTeva. The Kiyas HaTeva is going to be, they made like a deal, a switch of weeks, 1 week American, 1 week Mizrahi, and is that going to be common? So they went there, Chaim Kanievsky, I'm not sure they wrote a letter or they went in. I don't know the details right now. I guess you can find it over there. And he said they should go ahead and do it. They should, you know, they should go ahead and move in. So apparently it's not active. It's not active. They wouldn't let them go in. I imagine that was a suffix and hooked up on them, you know, that it's not active. Like, more Mukuba, we're not so Machmer. Whatever the chachidah, we don't change it to here because the Torah is the Nusach. We're okay. Pasha Zocher, we're more machma. Pasha Zocher is very kedai here in the same Nusach. It's the Raisa, much more machma, how you say it. And Pasha Zocher, you should. You know, they have an El Moshe over here in Sanjan Ochevet, so it's a very diversified minion. So Pasha Zocher, they mean six different types of kriyas. Ashkenazi, Sephardi, Timani, and all different types. Just the satisfied all that, you know, like 30 people down in all different elements. So that's 6 different kriyas.
And what about from a reish to a veish? Yeah. Is that
from
a reish to a reish? No,
chila is just stick to me like a voice of all these things. I'm gonna get Ashkenaz the Sfat, it's not the Ashkenaz. Minigarizal, that also Jacob is not like you switching, and you should not change your Musaf, you should not change your Musaf Tfilo.
You would Svart Ashkenaz?
So we'll get to that in a second. So Svart Ashkenaz, the Lipfisher Pliskim are okay with, because Ashkenaz was the original Makar, and then the Rambam got a little Svart, and then from the Yechassim changed it much more. So Moshe and Shiva, they still have Dalit, and then you have Kazmishti in August. So it's Svart Ashkenaz, you're allowed to change. Because that was Ikon Nusach, and that was always the... Because your grandfather changed something, they got to say all the time. Like, my grandfather did this, my father did this, well, what should I do, or what could I do? And definitely have a right to switch back to your grandfather. Because just because your father changed, your grandfather changed, so that doesn't make it until I take it from a minute. So they're saying, the original thing was Ashkenaz, right? And when the custom went and changed, you definitely have a right to go ahead and change, but to go the other way around, about an act. Chassidish Pesachim, on the other hand, say, Faker, they say that Nusach HaRizal, Kevan and Nusach, which is Kol HaKol, it's called Al Ma'ilas and Al, and all Yubei Shvatim are Nechal and Dera, and therefore, you know, Drechayim, Chzaloza, Tzavadu, somebody deserve Avad, if you don't have a Nusach, you should go Ari, and Avad, if you believe in it, the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmida, Avad, you should go with the Nusach Ari, and Avad, somebody was to get a Sheikhs Kedusha of Taira, and the Sheikhs Kedusha Elyon, Avad has a right to change from Nusach Ari to Nusach. When it's asking us to Nusach Ari. So basically, it boils down to how Lefesh you are, how Chassidish you are.
And the whole title, you're not allowed to change the other way.
Yeah, Avad, that's what Ben Al teach us, and Arizal is Kol HaKol, and being that it's Kol HaKol, Avad wants to change.
The davening
in
that minion is just...
The davening that means all this, like, yes, there's a part of... It's when you're davening in the minion. I guess, let's figure it a little bit now, I'll come up another place. So, there's basically a kind of Shana Minog Mokim. You shouldn't change from the minion where you are. There's two minions in the Mokim. This is the least it's going to do. Now I'll make a goodies a goodies, and I'll have to bring it. I'll give them a little side, I'll like this. I can find them, those sigis are really lost sigis, not really need so much anymore, most of them, because the clouds, if you have two body in the ear and things like that, so then it doesn't really apply so much. So the one place where a lot of this can say applies is if you're in a shul which has a minhag, you could be still suit to that minhag. And you shouldn't do something different. Anything which is a public thing and anything which is out loud, that you should do. If you're something which is quiet, then it's not going to be a problem. So we'll go to two cases where everyone agrees and the place where there's a shayla. Everyone agrees you're quite sure, and that's right. To your minute, whatever your minute is. Everyone agrees, Kedusha, which is Dovish of Kedusha, which means Asara, you have to say the minute where they're in. If you're in the subside, you gotta do Kesar. All of a sudden, you can't do the, you know, the minute Ashkenaz. You gotta go Nakdisha. If you're in the Ashkenaz, you gotta go in Kaddish, because it's Dovish of Kedusha, which means Asara, and you have to still suit to that. And about that, everyone agrees that way around, you have to do what the Seaward does. The question, which is more debatable, things which, anything which is nicker in terms of Ahid, whether Tachlon on Thursday, when you do it, saying a Shamnu, that for sure, that's something which is nicker in public, you have to do that, whatever the Tzibur does, and you can't even shine up what the Tzibur does.
So the
Shad
is because
it's
Dabur
Kedusha,
because it's nicker,
right? No, Kedusha is Dabur Kedusha, I can do it quietly, I don't have to say it out loud, it's not nicker what I'm doing.
Kedusha, he says, Kedusha
is loud. I don't have to say it out loud.
So you can do it quietly?
No. You can say it quietly. So it's Dabur Kedusha, you have to still suit it. The question is, things which... Everyone agrees something which is a public thing, like when I say Yom Sheni Chamishi, whether I say Shamnu Baganu or not, that's a public thing, because you're banging, you're not banging, that you have to still suit to the Tzibra. Because the Shaila is things which you say quietly, but maybe sometimes say out loud. Some places can say, or Moshe Shaila, maybe down to Slavis, and it's not saying Bakshan and Haidu, and they can hear you. But a lot of places can say, as long as you say it quietly, don't down and out, don't walk into business and scream Bakshan and Haidu, you know, and say it quietly, then it's okay. There's another whole Nusach, maybe, that we deal with Shtiblach, so Shtiblach don't have Minog. Like, based on Shtiblach, there is no Minog, right?
Right, they're too big.
What?
They're too big for their mafia.
You do whatever you want, so like, maybe there is no issue, Mashiach maybe going into places that has a minhag, then...
Well, no, clearly you shouldn't daven into the place, but if you daven Ashkenaz,
it's
clearly not to daven.
So, let me go back to the place, and the chat is that you're going to do it quietly, and just do your...
I think as long as you're doing that.
As long as you're doing quietly, so long as it's Kedusha, no, it's not for Kedusha.
What's happening in all these things?
Yeah, well, never, no, it's so far along.
But Tachman and Fokrov said it is when you should.
Yeah, you have to do it. Can I say you shouldn't daven there? No, not that. No. No, you can't. You have to do what they're doing. Anything public,
you
have to do it.
You know, Tachman, you don't need 10 people.
What?
Tachman, you don't need 10 people.
Yeah, but it's a public thing. Everyone sees they're saying Barakam, you're saying Tachman. If anything which is a public statement, then you have to go ahead and...
You know, if a person is a chazan in a shtibul,
then you have to do whatever the... Yeah, just one thing, it's getting late over here, Benigas, on the clock ready, but Benigas, it's time to test, Benigas, I'm sure it discusses in terms of what's the gather of, what do you need for Tefillah B'Tzibur, or, because of my vomit, in Eitzam Shishalei Svalo, Svalo Shiel Tzibur, Lakash, you don't have six people, you didn't David, Rakasim, they call it Koron, they could run a Kazaru, Rakash, and Kedusha, and only get six people, you have to go ahead and do it. So there's a whole discussion, really, Shishon Svalo, is that considered, you only have six people, is that enough? Or is that an error? Isn't that enough? Because we're in Simon Sadik, Chachas says they have to have 10 people in order to have Tefillah B'Tzibur. And Mashmoy says that six would not be enough.
This is howling in order for the shots to start?
Hold on a second. Okay, we got that coming in a second. So the shahs, we know what is the ikkar. There he says need 10, here says need 6. So I guess we'll see when we get there. Ramesh and Shuva Aleph Kafkas wants to say that Yishkal can feel a bit seeper to answer the Kaz Kedusha and Baruch Hu, to answer the Kedusha. So 6 is enough. Okay, if it's base, you have 6 is enough. I'm thinking when you get feel a bit seeper, then you need Asara. And it's going to serve Asara, and there's no kinds of break for the call. The Bani, where brings it from, kind of safer also. And I think it's pretty obvious, I remember. That he also goes with that Mahalak and doesn't like, and for a for Shimon Esri, two of the two, you have to have a Asara Mispal, and for the answer, Kazakhstan and Barakul, maybe 6 will be enough to be considered a Seer. But because this again, too, is more matstick, so the Valak, he had to 10, with more matstick than you have Shimon Esri. So that's the basis of splitting the Sidon and the fishes. The Sidon, you know, much more legal with the fish of Svalim, and the fish a little more in the halakha of Moshe. They say you have to have 10 in order to be able to feel the Sidon.